It's time now for another incisive overview of some of the tabloid headlines with a particular accent on health matters and how you can maintain your health thanks to the delights of multivits.co.uk and, of course, pharmanord.co.uk as well, the Danish brands that we celebrate and rejoice at, even as much as we celebrate and rejoice with the words, Dennis the Chemist, how are you?
Okay, keep taking the tablets,
well,
as they say.
There you go. Onwards, Dennis, to considering a whole variety of bits and pieces from sunshine onwards, really.
Yeah, well, when I say keep taking the tablets, if you're on medicines, the doctor's prescribed, you keep taking your tablets. You may have high blood pressure, you may have arthritis, a whole host of problems. Unfortunately, in this time, 2015, there are a host of medicines that doctors can prescribe to help us through our trials and tribulations of ill health, which we all pass through at some stage, and hopefully we get better, we take our medicine. Some of the headlines in the Tuesday Daily Express and Tuesday's Daily Mail gave us a good lead when I read them as to how I think the PharmaNord range, this range you mentioned, of health food products, which are made in Denmark. PharmaNord is a Danish company, and they make them by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. Denmark is the only country in Europe where by Danish law they have to make their health food products to a pharmaceutical standard. So I'll just read some of the headlines that we encountered yesterday. Here we have in the Daily Mail, Tuesday, September the 15th, a headline, hopping could stop you having a nasty fall. This is from the column by Dr. Martin Skur, who writes every week very good articles as to bringing you up to date on modern ways of maintaining good health. So this headline, hopping could stop you having a nasty fall, somebody had written in, my wife, who has a balance disorder, had a fall at home recently, resulting in a broken leg. And she'd been on vertigo tablets for quite some time. And the husband was writing in to say, was there anything else they could do to maintain people's health and not fall so much? Because so many people do fall as they get older. And he was replying, saying, thank you for highlighting what is a very common but largely ignored problem. And he went on to say that every year, more than 30% of people over 65, terrible percentage, more than 30% of people over 65 have a fall. And it rises to 50%, meaning half of the people in those over 8 years old have a fall. I'll say that again. 50% of people statistically over 80 have a fall. And I'll read one more paragraph. Poor balance is clearly a key risk factor. Our sense of balance depends on three systems. The input the brain receives from the eyes, the balance mechanisms of the inner ear, that's where the balance mechanisms are, the inside of the ear, the inner ear. And then the third one, this depends on proprioception. Ah, what's that word? Proprioception. It is the technical term for the body's ability to sense the position of where your joints are. So it says, all three systems decline as we age. And there are also age-related conditions associated with falls, including Parkinson's disease, chronic musculoskeletal pain, such as when a person has osteoarthritis, the so-called wear and tear problems of our aging joints, the knees and the hips in particular, and diabetic patients, when the nerves in their limbs, especially the legs, fail to conduct impulses to the brain properly. A complication called peripheral, on the outside of the body, neuropathy. So the nerves conducting to the legs, for example, if they get damaged, which can be very common in diabetic patients, especially if they're not sticking to the rules of diabetes and cutting tremendously the amount of sugar that they're eating. And in diabetics, sugar is not just sugar you put in your tea or coffee. It can be the sugar so well hidden, especially by the advertisements, which don't intimate how much sugar are in cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits. They're all full of sugar. And it says falls are more common in older women, in part due to muscle weakness, which is more prevalent in women. So they go on to say that balanced training, if you give people certain exercises, you can reduce, this was a trial released in July, a French study involving 700 ladies who were aged 75 to 85, and they underwent a two-year program of balance training, found these exercises improve stability, mobility, the ability to move, and confidence, and reduce the chance of falls by 20%. So that was one headline which made me think of Pharmanord's top-selling product, Bioquinone Q10 Gold. Bio, what a mouthful. Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligrams, is a capsule containing this substance, Q10. And Q10 is a substance made in our liver, found in every cell in the body. And in every cell in the body, we have 60 trillion cells. In every one of these cells, there are little sausage-shaped engines, we call them engines, called mitochondria. And this is where the food that we eat ends up, and this is where the oxygen we breathe ends up, and we join the food with the oxygen to give us the energy molecule, ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. And every time we break a triple phosphate, three phosphates joined together, when we break a phosphate off, we end up with double phosphate. And in that breaking off of the phosphate, that's what we call energy. What's energy, you say? If you're punched on the nose, that will hurt. And you felt the other person's energy. So although it's very hard to say what energy is, you know what it is. If you're punched on the nose, for example. And as we get older, our liver makes less Q10, this substance that joins the food with the oxygen. The food that we eat and the oxygen we breathe, the Q10 joins them together to make the energy molecule ATP. But as we age, we make less Q10, so we have less ability of joining the food with the oxygen. We have less ability to make, so we end up with less energy. And of course, if you trip up on a little curb and you're 60, 70, 80, 90, for the reasons I've written, which have been enunciated, in the Daily Mail, then you are going to have less chance of steadying yourself with the possibility of falling over. And a common problem is then you break a bone, especially the hip, and then you need a hip replacement. And from what we just heard, from what I read, it is often more prevalent in women, that in elderly women they seem to fall much more often than elderly men. Elderly men still fall, but women fall more. And they went on to say that if you do exercise, then you can reduce your chance of falling by 20%. And I'm adding, if you take a capsule made by Pharma Nord called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams, you can take one up to three a day. If you take the capsule, it is the V substance which joins the food with the oxygen to give you your energy. And if you've got more energy, then when you trip up over the curb, then you've got the energy to, your brain will be like younger, your muscles will be like younger, and you'll have a greater chance of not falling. You'll steady yourself and you won't break a limb, which is very important in old age. It's important in any age, but it's very important not to fall over. And by taking Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, one a day or two a day or even three a day, it will greatly help to give your entire body, not just the muscles of your legs and your arms to steady yourself, but your entire body needs Q10, every cell in your body, for good vision, for good hearing, for good digestion, for a healthy heart, for healthy muscles. Every cell in the body needs the Q10. And so the doctors of the world in 1988 had to coin a new word to describe muscle loss, because we do lose muscle as we age. When we hit the age group 45 to 55, we're losing at least 2%, some references say up to 10%, of our muscles. We're getting muscle loss. And we lose the same percentage, 2 to 10% of your muscles, when you're 55 to 65. And then when you're 65 to 75, you're losing another 2 to 10% of your muscles. And if you're blessed with living 75 to 85, you can lose up to 30% of your muscles. But if you take this brand made to pharmaceutical standards in Denmark, this capsule that you buy in a box from your pharmacy or your local health food store, and the brand to buy, because it's made to pharmaceutical standards, is Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams. Q10 is found in foods like peanuts, sardines, mackerel, herring, kidney, liver, heart. It's found in these foods, but most of your Q10 is coming from your own production in your liver. And as I've just said, as you get older, you make less Q10. So the doctors in 1988, because people, they realized, were living longer, and we've just said they're more prone to falling with all the consequences of broken hips, etc. Because they were living longer, they wanted to coin a word which described their muscle loss. So they often use Greek words to make medical names. So they came up with sarcopenia, which is actually sort of two words joined together. Sarco is Greek for flesh, and penia is Greek for poverty. Poverty of flesh is the word doctors across the world use for muscle loss. So that's one of the Pharmanaut products which can help us to slow down, to stop the loss of muscle, to stop sarcopenia by giving you the strength. Another product which comes to mind when you read another heading, which was in the Daily Express Tuesday, September the 15th, on page 4, 2015. This headline was, "Daily dose of sunshine vitamin can slow the rate of mental decline." And of course, mental decline, if you suffer from mental decline, you will tend to suffer from physical decline. Hence, we're back to falling in old age, because the brain controls all the body. And this article by Giles Sheldrick said, "A daily dose of vitamin D can ward off the devastating effects of dementia. Breakthrough research shows that people with sunshine vitamin deficiencies suffer rapid mental decline and are at a greater risk of developing Alzheimer's." And the age crops up again. Over 60s are particularly vulnerable with memory loss, occurring twice as quickly in those with low levels of vitamin D. And experts are saying that the elderly can protect against the harrowing conditions by taking a daily supplement costing as little as 5p a day. The advice comes after US scientists proved the widely available vitamin possesses healing properties. Vitamin D is known to play a key role in keeping bones healthy and is absorbed into the body from exposure to sunshine and eating diets rich in egg yolk, cheese, and fish oil. But researchers now believe it has a major impact on how the brain functions. The results of a study of 382 people who were aged between 60 and 90 showed those with vitamin D deficiencies were most prone to dementia. Now, this took place in California, which I think we'll agree is a hotter country, hotter area than Great Britain, especially when I've just read that the coming winter, it may be as cold as minus 20. This is one of the papers this morning, Wednesday the 16th of September, was saying it looks like we're heading for a cold winter. But coming back to this work, the University of California, it said between 2002 and 2010, they tested levels and mental ability once a year of 382 people aged 60 to 90 years old, and they tested them over an average of 5 years. And they looked at normal cognition, normal understanding, cognitive loss, and they looked at dementia. And they found that, the experts found, that two-thirds of the group, mainly in the 70-year-olds, had low vitamin D levels. Low levels of vitamin D were associated with faster cognitive decline, regardless of race or ethnicity. Joshua Miller, professor of nutritional sciences at the Rutgers School of Environmental and Biological Sciences in New Jersey, said there were some people in the study who had low vitamin D who didn't decline at all, and some people who had adequate vitamin D who declined quickly. But on average, the average, people with low vitamin D declined 2 to 3 times as fast as those with adequate vitamin D. And Pharmanaut make bio-vitamin D, a tiny, tiny little capsule which will give you the vitamin D made to pharmaceutical standards. Here in Lancaster University, who specialise in research in dementia and Alzheimer, Professor Christian Holcher, a dementia researcher at Lancaster University here in the UK, said, "The study clearly shows vitamin D deficiency puts people at risk and accelerates the development of dementia. Experts estimate 1 in 5 adults and 1 in 6 children may have low vitamin D levels." So if it's 1 in 5 adults and 1 in 6 children, and there are about 64 million people in Great Britain, the maths is easy. Divide 6 into 60 and you get 10. So divide 6 into 60 million and you get 10 million. And it says here, I'm reading, around 10 million in England alone are low in vitamin D. In winter, which we're heading for, when sunlight is not powerful enough to create vitamin D in the skin, remember, listeners, there is a substance in your skin waiting to be turned into vitamin D. But you need sunshine to do the production of the vitamin D. Without the sunshine, it's hard to make your vitamin D. So that's why we're reading and hearing that 2/3 of the people, especially in the age group 70 and beyond, are low in vitamin D. Professor Miller said the findings suggest people over 60 should consult their doctor about taking vitamin D supplements. There's even a blood test that the doctor can do. And it says Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia whose calling card is memory loss, confused thinking and difficulty in speech and problem solving, and it worsens over time. So Dr. Simon Ridley of the Alzheimer's Research UK said this new research suggests an association between low vitamin D levels and a faster rate of memory loss. And so we need to see even more research. This study was published, the whole study was published in the journal Neurology. Another linking thing that makes you think of Pharmanord products, because we're low in other substances like magnesium. I was in Switzerland 27 years ago and I heard the World Authority speak for an hour at this world conference in Switzerland on the mineral magnesium. Magnesium is involved, he told us, and you can Google this if you don't believe it. You Google how many pathways is magnesium taking place in the human body. And the answer is over 300, up to 325 different pathways. And 90% of people are low in magnesium. And this helps neurological problems. It helps to stop migraines. It's so necessary for neurological problems. And if you take a tablet, one or two a day, from the Pharmanord range, their tablets called Biomagnesium, then you can get enough magnesium to make in your body the 325 pathways. In the mail yesterday, Tuesday the 15th, poor diet is the leading cause of death and illness, according to researchers.
And Dennis, with that particular bombshell, I know there's much more we could actually say, but with magnesium squeezed in, plus, of course, the importance of bioquinone, coenzyme Q10, we have to say, time has beaten us once again. We have to hold fire.
We have to say that the main problem was eating too much sugar, salt,
exactly,
too much red meat, and not enough fruit and veg.
There you have it. Dennis, a reasonably interesting, in fact fascinating, mini-lecture commentating on headlines and, of course, in association with pharmanord.co.uk. I take it you return very soon?
Try and stop me.